You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Ganesh Shankar, the CEO and co-founder of RFPIO. This RFP software helps businesses make the RFP response process easier, and Ganesh is here to speak with us on Enterprise Radio about his experience as a SaaS entrepreneur. Ganesh, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be here. With you?
Yes, good to have you back, and certainly looking forward to getting an update from you in all regards. So for those that may not be familiar, can you tell our audience what RFPIO is all about?
Absolutely. So RFPIO is a industry leading cloud application helping companies to respond to RFP questionnaires and security questionnaires, sometimes even unsolicited proposals when they get such document requests from their customers to fulfill any of the purchase process. So we help companies who are responding to these kind of documentations to manage the content and as well as seamlessly collaborate internally with different departments who will be contributing to such documentation such as RFPs and RFIs.
Also, Ganesh, I was recently on G2 Crowd and noticed that you guys are the number one product in the proposal management category for mid-market companies. How are you able to achieve this level of success in such a short period of time, which is certainly impressive?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up the G2 Crowd. The reason why we've been rated as the leading software for the mid-market is basically a lot of our customers are in that segment. It is purely based out of customer reviews. G2 Crowd does a wonderful job on their proprietary algorithm to rate these different technologies. I'm glad that we've been rated as number one on the mid-market. The reason why we've been rated, I believe, is the approach we took to solve the RFP response process. You know, where other companies or other solutions out there in the market today had a different approach, where we had some of uniquely, you know, easy to use features. And again, that's our secret sauce as well. And it is patent pending. We came up with a technology which allows customers to easily import and export the RFP documentation that they would load into our platform. I believe that is one of our key success mantra, helped us to achieve that level of success so quicker and so soon on the market.
And what kinds of benefits are RFPIO's clients experiencing today?
There are a wide variety of benefits. To be specific, there are the time and cost-saving benefits is very apparent. In fact, on our website, www.rfpio.com, we have created a ROI calculator where, you know, based on our customers' feedback, we put together an ROI calculator, you know, return on investment to show how much time and money our customers are saving by using RFPIO. It doesn't mean that that's the time and cost saving that we are doing. Our customers are more excited and more intrigued by the fact that amount of time that we are saving them is allowing them to add more business, which is they're more excited about the opportunity cost that we are saving or opportunity benefit that we are, you know, generating over there. Whereas by the time saving, our customers are now responding to more proposals, which means more business for our customers, which means more revenue for them, which is good for us too. So as a whole community, we are all growing. I think that is one of the biggest benefit I've noted from our customer. The second benefit is the application itself is geared towards collaboration. We encourage inter and intra-departmental collaboration. The application is designed in such a way these inter and intra-departmental collaboration is encouraged. So another key benefit I've seen that people are not now searching for the content. They are not hunting for the information that they needed for. Either they have it on our library or they have an easy way to collaborate with their peers or colleagues to get that information what they needed to respond to a proposal.
Certainly some outstanding news right there today. We are joined by Ganesh Shankar, the CEO and co-founder of RFPIO. This RFP software helps businesses make the RFP response process easier. He's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ganesh, being an executive of a SaaS company on a daily basis, what are the key metrics that you track?
So there are a few key metrics that are important being a SaaS or a cloud application, especially when you are serving to enterprise market. Basically, the metric that I track is how much is the traffic or the usage traffic coming into our application on a daily basis. You know, are we keeping track of, are the users or the customers coming into the platform on a regular basis? If not, if they are silent for more than 15, 20 days, so why are they silent? Are they not, using the application it's supposed to be? Or they need? Do they need any more training? Can we help in such a way? So some metrics I religiously, monitor on a daily basis is the usage traffic that comes into the application, so that I know exactly how many customers are coming in, who are going silent, so that we can take measures to go back to the customer or the user to say how can we help them to get more adapted to the application. And I've been very happy about the performance. So we have more than 80% of traffic coming in, basically based on our customer base, more than 80% of companies coming into our platform on a very regular basis, in couple of days or, in less than a week, we could see pretty much, 80 to 85% of companies are coming into the platform. The rest of the companies might not have that much of volume of data. So I am very pleased with what we have achieved so far.
And with great reason, no doubt. Now, why are strong RFP responses critical for organizations today? Get into that a little, if you would.
RFPs are, in a way, a means of generating income for the companies. So most of our customers who respond to RFPs, they rely heavily on these documentation to source new business, or even including sometimes upsell to the existing customer. But this is a process, where it is going to reflect the messaging or the image of the company in front of their own customers. So having a nicely prepared RFP responses will definitely portray the amount of involvement, the vendor has put through. That shows the professionalism in front of their customer, saying, okay, this vendor has really thought through these different questions that we have asked. They have really thought through the responses that they have submitted. Not only that, the other important thing is it has to be consistent. It has to be consistent. It also need to be up to date, because in an ever-changing environment today, the data or the information about the vendor themselves, today they might have a product related information, which is, after the next release, it got to be updated. Some financial institution, they have even a very basic information such as, we have 150 locations today. Tomorrow, if they open a couple of branches, it got to be changed. And now they have 152 locations. That information need to be changed on a regular basis whenever there's an update in the corresponding area. So having it maintained in a proper software like RFPIO helps them to centralize and as well as manage the content. Not only that, and then when they submit to the customer, it goes as an approved content, internally approved content, as well as it makes it consistent, and it can also make sure the messaging or the image that is put in, you know, in front of a customer about the vendor profile itself looking good, so that the customer feels this vendor has really put through a consistent effort to make this RFP a success.
I certainly appreciate that explanation. In conclusion, any helpful tips that you could share for other entrepreneurs building a SaaS product?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when we started RFP.io, you know, we have gone through different advisory committees, and you know, I've read through a lot of articles where there are approaches where, you know, launch fast and iterate. Launch fast, iterate, meaning you go to market as quick as possible and get the customer feedback and iterate the product as you go on. I think that is true in case of if you're coming up with a disruptive technology. You know, when I say disruptive technology, you know, you're coming up with a technology which, you know, which is very new to the market, which is kind of, you know, no one has done this before. In that case, you can come to the market quickly and get feedback. On the other hand, this logic may not work for an existing solution or an, you know, existing solution or a solution for an existing problem that has been vetted out. So in that case, if you are coming up with a product, the feature set that you're launching should be top notch. You cannot, you know, come up with a half-baked solution and then iterate it on top of it, because customers have done this before and they have certain level of expectation. So whenever somebody is trying to build a product, my recommendation would be to see which category they fall under. Are they going to be completely new in the market and nobody has done this? In that case, go to market as quick as possible so that you can get the feedback and iterate it over a period of time. On the other hand, take another approach. See if this feature or a problem that you are solving has already been vetted out. You are another player. It could be very well the market is big enough for an existing technology to come in. In that case, make sure you are on, even on day one, the product is top-notch. Customers are, you know, finding it so easy to use. There is no bugs in the product. It is, it's above the best in class. So that would be my advice, to make sure which category they fall under.
Well, Ganesh, it certainly has been great to have had you back. Thanks for all the updates and the information shared on the RFP software that you offer through RFP.io. Where can listeners get further information, and how could one be in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. We are based out of Portland, Oregon. So we serve a lot of local customers, but we have a lot of global customers as well. So our website is www.rfpio.com. You can get more information. Feel free to schedule a demo. We are happy to schedule it and walk you through the application.
And you certainly can't beat that. Again, Ganesh, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice talking to you.
And the pleasure was certainly mine. We've been speaking with, once again, Ganesh Shankar, the CEO and co-founder of RFP.io. This RFP software helps businesses make the RFP response process easier. And for more information, visit rfpio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.